An old hen. It was a happy gathering. The host told Lien, "I'm overjoyed you could come, and from such a distance. I will spread out an extra special feast for this occasion." Lien said, "Oh, you don't have to go to so much trouble for a relative. It's not like I was an imperial official or something." Another relative said, "We have a nice fat hen ready for the knife. We'll butcher her tomorrow morning and eat her for lunch tomorrow." Lien did not like fancy meals in the first place. In the second place, he felt sorry for the hen. So he thought up an excuse. I only eat vegetarian food on certain days, and tomorrow is my vegetarian day. So I have to ask you to please not kill that hen for me. Your sincerity fills my heart better than a hen could fill my stomach." "Well, if you insist, then we'll eat vegetarian food tomorrow," his relative said. Then, all too early, it was time for Lien to end his visit and go home. On his way back, he got to a wide river and waited for the ferry. Little did he imagine that as soon as he got on the ferry, an old man with a white beard on the shore pointed at him and shouted, "There's a liar on board. Somebody said he's a vegetarian, but he's no such thing. Don't take him across the river on your ferry." With that, the people on the boat started asking who the culprit was. Finally, Lien confessed, "I told a white lie, but I didn't do it to hurt anybody." The other people didn't care what reason he gave. They did not want him on board anymore. So, pushing and pulling, they got him off the ferry and threw his luggage on the shore after him. Then they cast off. Lien was pretty mad. He decided to find that old guy and ask him who told him to butt into Lien's business. But the funny thing was, he couldn't find the old guy. So he just sat on the shore with his luggage. He watched the ferry get smaller and smaller as it crossed the river. Suddenly, a terrible storm came up. The wind blew so fiercely that before they could cross to the other shore, the ferry went down with all hands. Not a single person on the ferry survived. Lien never knew that when he spared that old hen, he was saving his own life.